Audio file lesson 9. Abraham and Isaac. The message. God blesses those who are obedient to him in all situations. The Bible test. Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 10. Chapter 17, verses 15 to 21, chapter 21, verses 1 to 3, and chapter 22, verses 1 to 18. The story. When Abram was 99 years old, God appeared to him and said, I am God the Almighty. Be obedient to me. I will make a covenant with you and give you many descendants. You will be a father of many nations. Your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham, which means father of many nations. You will have so many descendants that entire nations will come out of them. Even kings will come from you. This covenant will last forever. I will give them the land of Canaan, and I will be their God. God continued to tell Abraham, your wife Sarai shall now be called Sarah, which means mother of many nations. I will bless her and give you a son by her. She will have so many descendants that entire nations will come from them. Even kings will be among her descendants. Abraham fell upon his face before God. As he did so, he laughed quietly to himself and thought, I am nearly 100 years old, and Sarah is 90. How can we possibly have a child? But God replied, no, your wife Sarah will bear you a son. You will call him Isaac. Isaac will be born within a year. A few years later, God spoke to Abraham and told him to go to Moriah, where he would have to sacrifice his son, Isaac, on one of the mountains. Early the next day, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took two servants and his son with him. Abraham chopped some wood for the burnt offering, and then they went to the place God told him to go to. On the third day of the journey, Abraham looked up and saw the mountains in the distance. Abraham told his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. I will walk alone with my son from here to where we will worship. We will come back to you." Abraham took the wood and gave it to Isaac to carry. He himself took the fire and a knife. They set off together. Isaac asked his father, "We have the fire and wood, but where is the lamp for the offering. Abraham replied, "My son, God will provide the lamb." When they came to the place God had told Abraham, he built an altar and placed the wood on it. Then Abraham took Isaac, tied him up, and placed him on top of the wood. As Abraham picked up the knife, the angel of the Lord called out to him, "Abraham, Abraham." Abraham replied, "Here I am." The angel said, "Do not harm the boy. Now I know that you fear God, since you would have sacrificed your only son." Then suddenly Abraham saw a ram. It was caught by its horn in a bush. Abraham took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering. Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." God then spoke through his angel, "I swear that because you have done as I asked and were prepared to sacrifice your only son, I will bless you and your family. They will multiply like the stars in the heavens and like the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will defeat their enemies. Through your family, all the people of the earth will be blessed because you obeyed my voice." Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what they may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like a knife, a cord, a sheep, which should be probably toys. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. 1. What is the name God gives Abram? Expected answer: Abraham, which means father of the multitude. 2. What does God promise Abraham? Expected answer: a son, numerous descendants. 3. How does God test Abraham? Expected answer: he wants him to offer his only son, Isaac. 4. God himself prevents Isaac's death. 5. What is a sacrifice? Expected answer: if we give up something important at great cost with no expectation of receiving something in return. 6. What is your most precious possession? What would you feel if you had to give it away? Have the children repeat. 1. Abraham obeyed God's word. He was rewarded for doing so. 2. Trust and obedience to the will of God are spiritual sacrifices. 3. God keeps his promises against all odds. Real life application by explaining the following. 1. God made a covenant that's a promise with Abraham. 2. He made a covenant with us. 2. What did he promise us? Expected answer, salvation and eternal life. 3. To show thankfulness, animals were sacrificed. 4. It was also to show one's love for God. 5. How shall our offerings be? Expected answer, we offer unto God only the best. 6. What do we offer to God? Expected answer, our time, our money, our will, so he can bless us. And lastly, repeat the message. God blesses those who are obedient to him in all situations.